The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
What is up? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We've got a fantastic Saturday show lined up for you. I'll tell you what, before we get to that, as always, let's take a look at how we did on Friday. All right, now, first, I have to go ahead and address it. The Early Edge in five yesterday, our man Speculator went with the largest team total in the history of the show. All right, the Warriors scored 130 points. Oh, it was brutal, man. I felt bad for him. Tough one. A tough day. Overall, but you know what? We're going to turn that thing around. Have a good one. Now, we also have to point out the Early Edge March Madness Betting Championship is down to the final four, and it all goes down today. The way it works, each final contestant here has to choose a spread play and a total play from both games, and you see the red designation there. That is each person's best bet, and that is worth 1.5 points. The top two in points after tonight. We'll move on to the national championship. But it's enough me yapping. Let's bring in the stars of the show here. That's what you want to see. You want to see the crew. And we're running big today, running five wide. First off, my man, Michael Roberts. As always, probably the best lettuce in the Early Edge. Look at Sharp Play. How are we doing?
Doing great, man. Great to be here with you guys. And I look forward to hearing your selections. And, I mean, baseball's here, man. Baseball's here. I feel it. I love it. I did not think I would like it. I'm still not happy about the shift. I think that's just playing the hitters as a victim so they get the rule change. I mean, come on. But everything else, I didn't think I would like the pitch clock. I think it's actually aggravates the pitcher a little more. And so we'll talk about more of that with some of the plays I have here. But, yeah, I'm liking the baseball so far.
There we go. I like it, man. Prop stars, my man. How we doing, buddy?
AV, what's up, buddy? I'm fired up. I love this crew. What up, Micah, Berg, A-Mags? Good to see you guys. I'm hyped up. AV, you'll appreciate this. I already fell for an April Fool's trick today. My buddy texted me frantically before we came on stream telling me that the Eagles had traded for Jeffrey Simmons. I thought it was true. I was literally going to text you, AB, like talking a bunch of smack, you know, having stolen him from the Titans until I realized it was an April Fool's joke.
Well, that's a tough one, man, because look, that trade actually, like, it might actually happen, even though I don't know why the Titans, would trade with the Eagles again, because it didn't work out for the first time with A.J. Brown, but dude, Big Jeff, man, that'd be a great addition. That's a tough one by your buddy, though. That's a tough one to wake up to. Well, man, Bobby Locks, looking sharp, dude. How we doing? Hey, still looking like our boy Wahlberg, all right, from Four Brothers. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Good to be with everyone here. What's up, chat? Yeah, Final Four's here. I'm excited. Also, baseball's back. Those Marlins teal hats yesterday were popping. And another one, Caitlin Clark last night was absolutely incredible. She is just an absolute bucket. I'm excited for the women's championship tomorrow.
Dude, that game last night was wild. Like, I'm excited to see, like, what the TV ratings are for that one because, dude, it was huge. Huge, man. Huge. Hey, Mags. And Padres had us dope, dude. How we doing, man?
Well, thank you. If I can, I'll try to line my hats up with my picks. but, you know, the Yankee hat can't go every single day. So if I got a pick that lines up with a hat, I will. But Micah, I see his background there as always. I need to steal a little bit of that warm weather from you there, man. I'm going down to the Yankee game today, and it's pouring out here. So
wow. Wind's blowing too, I hear.
Micah's got the best background in the early edge. It's not even close.
It's never bad. It's like, I swear to God, like, we've done this for years now, and it's never bad.
No. Serious FOMO every time I stream with it, Micah.
Yeah, there was one day it was cloudy. That was it. Like, and you know, behind it, like, you see that nice grill? Like, you know Mike is running that grill, dude.
Yeah, that'll be in the use today. We got a little barbecue action going on. So, baseball, it's happening. Yeah, and pool might even be warm enough to go in.
I love it, man. I'll tell you what. All right, we're going to get to our best bets. We're going to jump right into it. But, Micah, first, as we always do on Saturdays, all right, tell us about the NASCAR race we have this weekend. And our man Trent has some picks. So tell us about the race first, and then I'll throw those out there, see what you think.
Richmond Raceway, it's a three-quarter mile flat track. And how I group these together, I go Richmond, New Hampshire, and Phoenix. Those are all kind of the same grouping. I group them together because the crew chief said the setups are the same. So if the setups are the same and they race the same and then the same driver wins the next race, you got something going on there. And that's a trend I've been following for 30 years now, and it all works out the same. So we've already seen the one race already at Phoenix, and so that should be give a little insight of how these cars are going to run this week. The all-time best or active leader is Kyle Busch, 6 wins, but he's no longer in a Toyota. So Toyota has won 9 of the last 15 races at Richmond. Big Hamlin, big Truex, big Busch, but Busch is gone now. He's in the 8 car in the Chevy, so that's something to watch there. He's got a string of top 10s going. I think it's 10 straight races, Kyle Busch, something to watch for in that race. Denny Hamlin, he's from Chesapeake and or Chesterfield, that's where it is, Chesterfield, Virginia, and that's right around the track. This is a track that he grew up on, 4 wins, 17 top 5s, and it's actually the same stat line that Kevin Harvick has, 4 wins. He got his 4th last fall, 17 top 5s. Both of them are going to be good in this race, but I'm leaning towards Christopher Bell and Hamlin as my key bets. They're about 8-9 to 1 each. So those are the ones I'm looking through. They're both Joe Gibbs drivers, so something to keep an eye on there. And what do you got with Trent?
Yes. All right. So he's got 4. He says he really likes this track, right? Everything that you were just saying. So in the 4, Alex Bowman, top 10 finish, -115. Kevin Harvick over Kyle Larson, -108.
Yep.
Martin Truex Jr. over Kyle Busch, +100. And Alex Bowman over Joey Logano at -106. Any of those pique your interest there?
All of them. Maybe not so much Truex. Just because I got to wait and see with Kyle Busch there. He's so good at the tracks in all series. I mean, he's got wins and Xfinity and trucks. I mean, I want to say like 20 wins total in his career at Richmond. So that would be one I'd be wary of. And Truex hasn't been the same, but he's on a run. I think he's had 8 top 10s on his last 10 starts there. So, I like them all, actually, except maybe the Truex one. But the other 3 should be good winners.
There we go. There we go. All right, let's get in our best bets for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from one of our partners.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest 3 words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder. New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9-8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Get breaking news.
Big news coming out of the NFL today.
Highlights and instant reactions.
The largest final round comeback in 4 championship history. We're down to the final 4.
I just want to take time to analyze greatness.
Chalk winners and losers with a guy who's already a big winner.
CBS Sports HQ. It's all sports all day long.
Obviously, we love our folks over at CBS Sports HQ. And from what I understand, if you watch today at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, there might be a little bit of good karma coming your way. So I might flip it over there at that time. All right, let's get into our best bets for today. Prop Stars, I'm coming right at you, man. You got one play, NBA. Break it down, buddy. What you got?
I do. We're going with something a little out of the ordinary, AB. You might as well call me Side Stars for this show. Taking the Miami Heat money line, a rare non-prop for your boy. I just think this is a good spot to back the Heat, in my opinion. Coming off of two losses, they're also playing at home. They're a much better home team than road team, like the majority of teams in the NBA. Similarly, the Mavericks are a far worse road team than home team. Bam Adebayo is questionable. I tentatively expect him to play. I think most of the tea leaves will suggest that as well. I just think the Heat are in a must-win now mode. I know the Mavs are too, but their team is just cratering, really just not getting many contributions outside of Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic. I think this game just matters a lot more to the Heat. Plus, it's at home. Plus, you can get it at a pick'em. So give me the Miami Heat today, AB.
You know what? I like that play, bro. I like it. Yeah. Well done. All right. Micah, coming your way. You got a couple plays for us, man. That's what I like about you, dude. You cover every sport there is in the game.
Bring it back, man. What you got? Well, I'll talk about UConn. I like them laying 5, 5.5, whatever it is there. This is a team. Remember, they started 14-0. They were my number one rated team. And then they fell. And they had some troubles. And they looked like, wow, boy, they were overrated. And I'm questioning my ratings. What's going on here? And then they lose to Marquette, but they have turned it on their last four games. 20 of 60 shooting allowed against Gonzaga, 20 of 63 against Arkansas, 19 of 43 against St. Mary's College, and 22 of 57 against Iona. The defense has picked it up and taken their game up another level. 40% shooting allowed on the regular season, 38% shooting their last five games overall, and their shooting has gotten better, 48%. In the last five games and 44% on the season. And they're just doing it. They're just crushing it right now. 8-1 against the spread on neutral court. I know Miami's got the roll. I know they just completely slapped Texas around and slapped Houston around, who doesn't get slapped around much. Very impressive runs, but I think their road ends here. And I know you guys are high on them, but I'm on Connecticut here. So baseball, I was talking about that. The stolen base is back, and this is something I'm so excited about and something I think we have to play. So the combination of the stolen base and then the pitch clock, after Aaron Nola, I heard him talk, and he allowed the 9 runs, or most of them, in the game when they were at 5-0, the Rangers and the Phillies. And I started thinking, it was like, yeah, not every pitcher is still comfortable. They went through spring training with the pitch clock, but they're not completely comfortable. And then the base runner going around 21-2 stolen bases on opening day. Last year, there were only 5 stolen bases on opening day. And I know there's more games and everything, but the game's changing and I like it. I like the stolen base. I've missed the stolen base so much. And then you have all the graphs and everything that say, no, it's stolen base, why give it an out? And I get that. But the stolen base, to me, I grew up in the 70s and 80s with Ricky Henderson, Vince Coleman, Ron LaFleur, Omar Moreno. And the game was electric. And they're playing for one run. And I love that. And the Cardinals in the 80s were fantastic. No power hitter, just all rabbits running around the bases. I miss that. So I think we get a little bit of that. And I think the process also with the pitcher, the stolen base, I think we're going to see a lot more overs here early on until the sports books adjust the number based on this. We don't know what it is. We just have a small sampling of the first couple of days of baseball. So you add that in. Now you add in win. So we got win in New York and Boston. And I heard rain, but 8.5 New York over Cobb against Clark. Not so great springs between them, but I think the element of hitting the ball and running the bases will get this game over the total. And then Boston over 9, kind of the same conditions there. So we got two ballparks where 14-mile-an-hour winds to left field. I think they're going to hit. We already saw Baltimore and Boston the first game, high-scoring game. I think we're going to see a little bit of that as well with Kremer and Chris Sale going to make his debut. So I'm going to go over on both of those and Connecticut and then call it a day and eat some ribs.
Dude, that's what I'm talking about. That's a solid day right there. And you got to love any time that you're getting the wind blowing out to left, just mashing it over the Green Monster, man. I love it. All right. Berg Betts, buddy, me and you've been talking on text. There's one animal that's all been crushing in March Madness, man. Let it rip.
Yeah, Final Four today. Super excited. Going to the first game. I'm going to be on FAU plus +3. Don't get me wrong. San Diego State has an elite defense. They're fourth best in the country in defensive efficiency. And in this tournament, they're holding teams from 3 to 17% from beyond the arc, which is incredible. However, it's the offensive side of the ball that I think the Aztecs struggled. They're only shooting 45% effectively over their last three games. FAU does rely heavily on the three, but this is the best three-point shooting team that San Diego State has seen all season. And if the threes aren't falling, the Owls can shoot it effectively from the floor, and they're 38th in the country in that department, shooting 53.9%. The Owls have also shown that they could play elite defense. They're 13th in the country in the rebounding margin to San Diego State's 38th. San Diego State basically bullied Creighton, Alabama, and Furman because they wanted on the defensive side first, but I don't think that happens against FAU. FAU is just as tough and athletic, and we've seen that especially in Tennessee and Kansas State. I think this game could come down to free throws. And if you guys read my stuff, you know I'm a big free throw guy. So I want to back the better free throw shooting team, which has been floor Atlantic over their last three games, shooting over 73% to San Diego State's is shooting less than 67%. FAU is the better, more deeper guard play team. And they have two rotating big men down low. I know that I'm a proponent of defense wins championships, which I 100% agree. But FAU already defeated the number one defense in efficiency in Tennessee. So in a game like this, I think you need a balanced team on both sides of the ball, and that's FAU. So I'm on FAU plus +3.
There we go. I thought you were going to give us a big, like, hoot, hoot, just going straight owl on it, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I try to stay humble and, try not to get out of my lane, but hoot, hoot.
There we go. Dude, FAU, we've been talking about in the chat, like, FAU's played the same game every single time, right? Maybe a little bit of a slow start the first half. Shots aren't quite dropping. Games, not out of hand. Then the second half, they just go wild, dude. Like, they just start cleaning.
They're never out of it.
Ever, dude. And, like, they just start owning the boards. Like, they just start taking over rebounds. The shots start dropping. They start getting quick, second chance points. This is a good basketball team. Like, they're not F.A. who anymore. You know what I mean? Like, they are legit for sure. All right, I'm going to go next. I've got a couple plays here. A-Mags, you're going to be in the maestro spot today. Been crushing it baseball already, so congrats on that. Look, I've got three plays here. All right, first, we're going Blue Jays Cardinals over 8. We played this on Thursday. There's something with these two teams that they just mash when they play against each other. You've got Gausman on the mound today for the Blue Jays in his last two starts against the Cardinals. He's given up 7 total earned runs. And look, St. Louis playing at home for game 2 of their 2023 season, looking for a little bit of revenge in front of the faithful. And you know what? Revenging a loss, they scored 9 runs in, right? Like, I think that we're going to get another high-scoring game today. And that's why also the next play, I'll play the Cardinals team total over 3.5. Again, I believe that they are going to get to Gausman early. They're going to mash. It's going to be a nice day out there. Not having rain, the storms, and hope everybody's okay, by the way. The storms have passed. Yeah, so like that one for sure. And then lastly, Miami Hurricanes. All right, now, Micah, I'm not going to get your pick, bro. No. I'll go with the Hurricanes team total over 72.5. And I'll tell you why. One, UConn plays at just a breakneck speed. Even though they can play well, slow, they don't. They just run. Like, they just go constantly, right? This fits in exactly what Miami does. And Miami's averaging 80-plus points over their last 5. They've scored 74 points or more in 14 of their last 15 games. Like, this team just goes. They're a bucket, man. They do it. They don't play a lot of defense, which is good for us because you keep the pace going. So, yeah, we're going to play those three. All right, A-Max, getting out of your way, bro. What you got?
Well, to be in the maestro spot, I got to say, first off, this is pretty cool. I did hit that first pick there with Matt Olson on the last show. So I will gladly take the Maestro spot. Thank you. And I did say, you know, I paired the hat with my pick for today. I'm going with Xander Bogaerts over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. This is the same market we played for Matt Olson, but I think there's, once again, a pitcher we can try to attack here in Jose Urania. He had a 5 ERA last year, a 6.5 ERA this spring. He did actually, over the last month or so of the season last year, kind of, you know, get a bit better and have some better results. But I just think this guy, first start of the season, it's somebody we can try to go up against. Padres' last two games, they've dropped them to the Rockies. So they're going to want to salvage this last game here of the series at home. And I would really love to see this guy, Xander Bogaerts, hitting leadoff much more often. I mean, first off, the contact and everything that he can do with getting on base is great, but this guy drives a bunch of runs in, and you know, I see why they want to have him third, but I really would just like to keep him hitting first in the order. Maybe when Tatis gets back, you can shift things around. So Bogaerts on that over 1.5, and something I wanted to touch on with the betting props here. So this market is on DraftKings, and I think this may be state to state a little bit. I'm not exactly sure which states have it and which states don't. Here in New York, we have the hits, runs, RBIs. It's similar to NBA betting with like points, rebounds, assists type thing. But there are total base markets out there, and I think those are definitely you know, in all states or at least more than the hits, runs, RBIs, at least from what I've been seeing in my DMs with questions. So for the total base market, something that I want you guys to look at, a lot of these are over 1.5. So to, you know, if you get a single, that's one total base, you're going to cash the ticket, but it may be like minus 170, minus 180, minus 190. So that's a lot of juice, even though, like I said, it's only going to take one hit to get you over that. So if you look at guys like, you know, let's just say Mike Trout, he's at 1.5 total bases for his line. You know, you may actually find that plus 120, plus 125 and other guys that are on his team, let's just say Rendon, he might be plus 145, plus 150 over 1.5. So even though Mike Trout is plus money on that market, he's actually much more of a favorite in that market than you would think. So betting is all about numbers, like I've said a lot of times. And if you can get that plus 115 on a guy that is in that market, actually much more of a favorite, and then there's a plus 115 on a regular money line with a team that is a dog, I would much rather take Trout and his ability to, you know, hit a double and cash the ticket for us, or hit a home run and it cashes, right? But it's still at that same number of plus 115. So if you want to look for the total base props, that's just something that you should definitely look at. And then lastly, a big thing we did last year was K props. And we will get into K props. I've had multiple questions already about where are the K props? Where are the K props? With these guys, you know, first, even second start of the year, I don't want us laying our money out there when we have uncertainty with how long these guys are going to go. You see it, you know, Aaron Nola, Robbie Ray, just a couple off the top of my head. They didn't even last, you know, 4 or 5 innings. And they just, you know, first start out getting their feet wet, still getting their sea legs. And, you know, they just weren't able to perform. So they get the quicker hook because they know they're not, you know, their coaching staff knows they're not going to be able to go longer. They want to get in that bullpen, try to salvage the game. And later in the year, we'll see those guys maybe work through some of those issues in earlier innings and be able to get deeper and get those few extra K's for us. So no K props just yet, but we will have them coming for sure.
Dude, all right, you just brought up an excellent point, and it's interesting because our man Blue Line Haas in the chat puts out, we need a no-fly zone bet for pitchers, AB. You know what we do? And look, it goes exactly what Max just said. So, Max, during the NFL season, I'll put together what we call the no-fly zone. And it's basically which quarterbacks, like quarterback interception props, right? Like which quarterbacks are throwing. And we'll put up charts and all of that. And look, I'm going to answer this question, Blue, with the same thing that Max just said. Your best bet today would be Clayton Kershaw. The problem is that you have no idea how long Clayton Kershaw is going to go. That's why I wanted to bet it. I want to bet the hell out of it against Arizona, but exactly what Max just said. So his strikeout prop is set at 6.5, which generally when he's going 7 1/3, he will crush the hell out of that number. But dude, he could throw 4 scoreless innings and get pulled for, you know, just sitting him down.
Well, especially with Dave Roberts. I mean, just you got to look at some of these managers too and what their tendencies are. Roberts is a huge go to my bullpen early type of a guy.
Yep.
Whereas a lot of other managers will let their starters run, you know, especially bigger front end starters, they'll let them work through some issues. So, you know, another guy like Spencer Strider, looked at him today, big K guy, but just, we don't know how long these guys are going to go just yet. I want to wait on K props for a week or so.
100% and props. I'm going to get to you. You put your hand up. Mags, it was perfect. Exactly what you just said. That's exactly why I wanted to bring that up. Like, let these guys get a few in, especially with the pitch clock rule too, because we're seeing higher runs scored. We've seen a couple injuries as well. And I guarantee you managers across Major League Baseball paid attention to Max Fried. Like, they saw that immediately. Not that that's exactly with the pitch clock, but yeah, like, they're
easier
not
to pull him.
Clayton.
Yeah, easier to pull him earlier in the year. Yeah,
100%. Yeah. So let these guys get a couple of props. What up?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Clayton Kershaw actually had a perfect game through either six or seven innings last season in his first start and got pulled. So it just goes to show you these guys are on a really tight pitch count, regardless of how well they're pitching. They're not going to pitch, you know, more than 85, 90 pitches at the absolute most.
It's an excellent point, my man. Excellent point. All right. Let's get to our best bets on the recap here. But before we do, let's take one more quick break and hear from one of our partners.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work, in the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope and history. A tradition unlike any other. The Masters on CBS.
There we go. Look at the Masters coming next week. Can't wait for that one. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. It does look glorious. Michael Roberts is on UConn minus 5. Giants, Yankees over 8.5. Orioles, Red Sox over 9. Berg Betts is on Florida Atlantic plus 3. Prop Stars is on the Miami Heat money line, and that is at a pick. AMAGS is on Xander Bogaerts over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs at minus 120. And I am on the Blue Jays Cardinals over 8, the Cardinals team total over 3.5, and the Miami Hurricanes team total over 72.5. So, gentlemen, great show today, man. Anything else that we need to hit on before we head out? Get ready for
the last thing. Yesterday, congrats to, I guess, maybe our newest MLB talent in buckets with his Jorge Soler home run call. I've seen it like 6 times in the chat already here, but I want to give him his quick flowers there. That was a good call.
Well done on that one. And yeah, buckets, it never fails to make me laugh. And his reasoning, he also hit on Mookie Betts to hit a home run yesterday, right? Which Mooks did. And his reasoning was, Mookie Betts, I like to hit Betts. So there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
It just never fails. Buckets, he's a good boy. I love him. All right, everybody. Get ready for the Final Four. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great weekend. We will be live Sunday, normal time, 10 a.m. Eastern. But until then, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Hands where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.